This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Cegi Today, live nationwide and around the entire world. And our first guest for the second hour is a gentleman who's made three or four appearances on our show in the past couple of months. He calls in from Rome, where his wife is the ambassador to the Vatican for the United States, Newt Gingrich. Then Kyle Petty will be here from the famous Petty Racing family. He for years was a driver, now he's a commentator for NBC. He'll be joining us. Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo has penned a book that you gotta hear. It's called The Problem with Lincoln, President Lincoln we're talking about. Fascinating. And Megan Kaiser will be joining us. She is the host of Travel Channel's 24/7. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cegi Today. We're gonna pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest of the second hour is Newt Gingrich.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Cegi Today. Our next guest, I am very honored to say, is making his third appearance on our show in about 6 weeks. It's nice to have him here. I'm glad he thinks he has a friend here, because he does. And he's calling in from Rome, where he's still at, because his wife is the ambassador to the Vatican. He's a former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, Fox News contributor. He's penned over 36 books, 15 New York Times bestsellers, and his company, Gingrich Productions, has had recent films like The First American, 9 Days That Changed the World. Joining right now is Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Hello, Mr. Speaker. Welcome back again. I'm so glad that you're back on the show, my friend.
Well, listen, I'm always delighted to be with you, and it's amazing how many different things are going on.
It really is. The first time we chatted, we talked about Shakedown, and then last time, which we're going to continue the conversation, is about your new book that's in hardcover right now, Trump and the American Future. And, you know, every time we talk, and it's not that much time in between, so many things are happening. And your book, even though written before a lot of the stuff that is going on right now, is very applicable to right now. And it's amazing. But let's pick up where we left off, okay? And that is the ascertainment of the Senate, a real goal of the Democrats because of such a weak candidate they have for president?
Well, no. Look, I think the Democrats, deep down, are pretty happy to have a weak candidate for president, because I think they believe if they can keep him in the basement, he can win. And I think that Pelosi and Schumer would love to have a weak liberal Democratic president that they could bully and they could get to do the things they want. So, you know, I would not automatically assume that they mind how weak Biden is.
You mentioned in the book the fact that not since the election of 64 between Lyndon Johnson and Barry Goldwater has a choice in an election been so stark. I always considered that election as being just a payback for Goldwater for being a good troop, because it was pretty hard to beat Johnson in 1964. But do you see that in 2020?
No, I actually think Goldwater took over the party and enraged the old moderate Republican establishment, and as a result, they deliberately tried to destroy him and drive his vote down, because they were in a fight for control of the party, which ultimately with Reagan they lost. But I think that what you have here is very different. You have a genuine insurgency with President Trump, who is the most disruptive president in policy since Andrew Jackson. And you have on the Democratic side a very weak guy who's been around for 48 years and who managed to be less unacceptable than everybody else. So now he's the nominee. And I think they believe if they can keep him in the basement long enough that he'll probably win just by getting people to focus on what they don't like about Trump. I think on Trump's side, you know, he's got to draw a clear contrast with Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi, or they will lose.
You know, what's amazing to me when you say keeping him in the cellar is the poll numbers. Now, I heard you say the other night on Fox that, you know, it's too early for you to even comment on the poll numbers because you don't start getting serious about them until it gets a little bit closer. And I concur with that 100%. But it's amazing they're even at where they're at now. What do you think is going to happen in these four debates? I was watching Mark Levin last night. He said there should be three debates. Three between Trump and Biden, and one between Biden and Biden, which is kind of an interesting thing.
I think, first of all, I think they ought to allow Biden to have Schumer and Pelosi on the stage with him so we can see the full team, because that's the real threat. Biden himself is not the real threat. The real threat is that the three of them, if they have the House, the Senate, and the White House, they'll turn the whole country into some combination of California and Seattle. And within a year, we'll be in a total mess. And at the same time, they will take steps to cut out free speech and take steps to coerce and punish people who say the wrong thing. And I think we'll be very shocked after a year or two of the Biden, Schumer, Pelosi team, how bad it is and how desperate they are to stay in power, even if it means rigging the game. I mean, look at a place like Chicago where the Democrats have held the mayor's race for the mayor's office for 89 years,
right.
9 decades.
Right.
Since 1931. Doesn't matter how bad the city gets. Doesn't matter that last weekend they had 150 shootings in 4 days. What matters is that the power is in the Democratic Party, and they like the patronage, and they like taking care of their union allies.
You talk about the team there, and that is a great analogy. Pelosi's up for re-election this year. Nadler's up for re-election this year. Schumer in 2023. Do you think Nancy Pelosi's going to win?
Oh, I think she'll win re-election. I think as Speaker of the House, she's brought enough goodies to her district. Remember, if you're in San Francisco, you're in one of the most radical places in America. They probably think she's slightly conservative. So she raises so much money, nobody's going to run against her.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll win. The question is, will all those other Democrats who voted for her $3 trillion bill, will they win? And there I'm not nearly so sure.
Back in like the late 50s and 59, 60 and through that area, Nikita Khrushchev once said that he would never have to attack America to destroy them. They will destroy themselves within because of their educational system. Has academia been a big, big factor in this situation? Recently talking to Dinesh D'Souza, he's very confident that the academia in this country over the past three generations is what's causing this turmoil on the streets.
Yeah, I do newsletters for free at Cambridge 360, and I did one the other day on three generations of brainwashing, because that's what you've had, starting with Marcuse at Berkeley in the early 60s. These people don't know anything, and the things they do know are false. So you have two great crises in American education. In K through 12, we have whole systems like Baltimore that don't teach anybody. I mean, there are buildings in Baltimore where not a single student can pass the state exam, not one. And it's the fourth most expensive school system in the country.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when you get above 12 and now you're into college, We're teaching kids things that are false, that don't work, that aren't true, and we're creating a generation of activists on behalf of really bad ideas. And I think until we clean up the universities and understand how deep this cultural fight is, it's just going to keep going on.
Talking about the book, Trump and the American Future, with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, last time we spoke, I didn't have time to ask you this, but and it's not really something that's on the front pages today by no means, but I found it interesting in the book. Why did Eisenhower regard himself a disaster that he appointed Earl Warren Chief Justice back in 1953? What was his reasons for feeling that way?
Well, Ike was a centrist and sort of a moderate establishment guy. But basically conservative. He was from Kansas. He went to West Point. He served in the U.S. Army, which was pretty disciplined and emphasized patriotism. And I think he was shocked by how liberal Earl Warren was. The Warren Court imposes a whole series of rules changes on America in ways that you would never have gotten voted through. And so they saw themselves as sort of demigods of the bench who had the right to lecture the rest of us. And in some ways, they were the first real breakthrough for left-wing ideas being imposed on the American people, whether you like it or not. And, you go back and you read some of the dissents, and people like Felix Frankfurter, who was a liberal in the 30s, by the 50s is dissenting like crazy and saying, you know, what you're doing is undermining and destroying America.
I interviewed John Bolton a couple of weeks ago. I've never asked this of a guest. I'm going to ask it of you. What would you, if you were interviewing him, ask him to bring out what the heck he was thinking of when he did this?
Well, look, I've known John a long time, and I admire him generally, although not for this. And we actually had offices next to each other at the American Enterprise Institute back around 2002. I think, since you asked me, I think if I were you, I would take each thing which has been repudiated and just run through them and say, now, John, you say X happened. The other person who's in the room said it's not true. You say Y happened. The other person, I mean, he even had the South Korean government issue a statement that what he was saying was not true. And I think you can find 10 or 12 or 15 not trues. When that many different people disagree with you, doesn't it kind of shake your credibility?
I've never asked that of a guest before, but in this particular case, and because it's you, I never at a loss for words, but I that's a great way to approach it. Mr. Speaker, I know you are on a horrendous schedule, but would you join us again? Because I really enjoy talking with you.
I'd love to.
And the book is called...
It's always fun, and I look forward to it.
Well, I appreciate it. And the book is called Trump and the American Future, and it's penned by the former Speaker of the House, our friend Newt Gingrich. And be safe over there, and I look forward to your return to the United States and on the show, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to you. Newt Gingrich, and there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, coming up is the change of the guards. For the first half of the NASCAR season, it was televised on ESPN. It will now switch over to NBC carrying the weekly action of the NASCAR circuit. And, of course, in the announcer's booth, it's going to be our next guest, former stock car driver from the King Petty family, veteran stock car driver and commentator Kyle Petty, and Brian Ashcroft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services. Kyle, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, before we start, Brian, I want to tell Kyle that you got the best job in the world. You know that? I mean, what a great way to spend the weekend. And congratulations on all the success that you and your family have had over many, many years.
Thank you very much. I used to have the best job in the world because they let me actually drive a race car. That was the best job. Now I've got the second best job. I get to talk about it.
Well, you know, Kyle, your father has been on our show several times, and even your son Adam had been on a couple of times. And this is a sport that has never faltered when it comes to paying tribute to veterans. You know, some other sports have had controversy. Not racing.
No, never racing. Never racing. And I think that's because, honestly, if we go back to the very, very, very beginning of the sport, when we go back to the early 40s, when stock car racing really took off and when NASCAR was formed in 48, 49, right there. When you look back, and I look back at that part of the sport, a lot of the initial guys in the sport were veterans from World War II.
Right, right.
They'd come back from Europe. They were looking for something, looking for excitement. Remember, this was a southeastern sport. It's where it was born. So what better way to have a little excitement than to take an old Chevy and go run circles in a cow pasture somewhere? And that's where stock car racing came from. So I don't think we've ever gotten away from that part of our roots and the respect that we have for the military.
Of course, your grandfather was part of that initial family of stock car drivers.
Yes, sir, he was. Now, I will say this. My grandfather was older when he started racing, and I like to tell people that he didn't come from the military. He came from the beverage transportation business. that's to be politically correct. That's why he was in before he started driving. But he was that rare breed that came out of that side of it.
Oh, that is funny. That really is. Well, when you talk about dynasties, in politics, it's Kennedys and Bushes, and in show business, it's Douglas, and music, it's Presley, and in automobile racing, it's the Petty family. Now, tell us, Kyle, how you teamed up with this Liberty Tax Service. You mean to tell me that we tax the disability payments on veterans?
Here's how we kind of came about and how we got teamed up, really. Last year, Liberty Tax Service got involved in NASCAR and came to NASCAR as a sponsor in the truck series. So they have invested in the sport. They have become part of the sport. And as you say, my family's been around this sport since the late 40s. So if you come to the sport and you want to help the sport, then we want to help you, and that's kind of the way it is.
Kyle, a preview of this Sunday's running, what do you think is going to happen here Sunday?
You know what? Probably a really good question, because I don't think anybody really knows. I think watching the race last weekend, watching some of the practices and the drafting, there's a different rule this year where NASCAR has really opened the door and said, okay, there's not a ride height rule You guys can run any springs, any shocks, anything you want to run. You've just got to do what you want to do, basically, is what it is when it comes to chassis setup. In the past, we haven't had that. It's been more dictated to what these guys could run. So we've got two different views. We've got guys that are out there trying to run really, really fast and guys that are out there trying to get comfortable and be able to race. So I think the cars are all over the racetrack right now, and that's what the drivers are talking about. No matter what your car is doing, you've got to watch out for what somebody else is doing. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys, and there's so many young guys in the sport right now, how they approach this and how the veterans like Jimmy Johnson or Ryan Newman and guys like that approach it, because I think they'll be more conservative where the younger guys will put it all on the line a little bit. And where those two worlds collide, we're going to see who the survivor is. But it's going to be an interesting race. This may be one of the most interesting that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
What are your thoughts on the fact that they're going to have one less crew member out there in the pits?
Yeah, you know, that's a NASCAR thing for supposedly saving money. And, you know, racing and saving money is an oxymoron. I don't think they go together. Let me tell you something. Growing up in a racing family, if we had a buck, we spent it on a race car. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going to be, because you're going to spend as much money as it can, as you can, to go faster and to win and to beat that other guy. So I do think that in the big picture of the sport, it probably is a positive move, because it does limit what some of the upper teams can do and the amount of money that they spend. I don't like parity in any sport, I will say that, but I do believe that it will help some of these teams stay in business. So I think it's a plus.
Kyle, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how your dad's doing.
You know what? He's doing good. He's 80 in July.
Yeah, I know.
And still kicking, still at the racetrack, goes to the racetrack every week. He's been going to the racetrack. When my grandfather started racing, my dad was, I think, 12 or 13 years old, and my dad's gone to the racetrack almost every week of his life since that point in time. So I think if you took the racetrack away from him, that he would just sit down and just slowly deteriorate and go away. Because he needs a race car, he needs to smell that gasoline, he needs to see cars running fast.
I got to tell you, it would be very hard to take away that hat, too. That would be another one. That would be another one. Kyle, the next time we chat, I want to talk about why Chrysler, the muscle car manufacturer, is still not back into the NASCAR circuit. I don't understand that for any reason. I mean, your dad certainly knew the success of those cars.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many different manufacturers that have come and gone in the sport. You know, listen, remember when GM had the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles and all that kind of disappeared too, and Chrysler's not in the sport right now, but hopefully they're taking another peek at it. We've heard rumors over the last 12 to 18 months that they're taking another look at it, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
That would be huge. Brian, can you give us that website again for the veterans who are now eligible for this tax rebate?
Certainly. It's LibertyTaxVeteransHelp.com.
Brian Ashcraft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services, and Kyle Petty. Kyle, you got to come back, but we're going to need to talk more about racing these days, and I'll come up one of these Sundays and join you in the booth if you don't mind. I'd love to have that little nice second job that you have there.
Come on up, man. You can talk. You can do it, man.
You can do it. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be watching Sunday. Kyle Petty and Brian Ashcraft. And as we mentioned in the introduction, over the past couple of years, the season for NASCAR, which goes from February, where the Daytona 500 is done, right up until the end of October, they split the season. ESPN does the first half of the season, and then NBC takes over, and they air the NASCAR series, and one of the commentators in the booth is our guest and friend for a long time, Kyle Petty, of course, from the Petty family, who produced Lee Petty, the grandfather of Kyle, Richard Petty, the king, Kyle Petty, and his son Adam, which unfortunately was lost in an automobile accident on the NASCAR circuit a couple of years ago at a very young age. I think he was like 19 or 20. We had talked to him just a couple of weeks before that. But that is a dynasty that is unparalleled in the sport. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, so stick around. And you're listening to Ron Segi today all across the USA and around the world.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 90 additional deaths in the past 24 hours. Governor Ron DeSantis says 30,000 vials of remdesivir are being shipped there.
Our new case positivity has been relatively stable, probably a slight decline from 2 weeks ago.
Health officials are sounding alarms about another wave of COVID-19 in the fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we aren't finished with the first wave.
When you're having, you know, up to 70,000 new infections in certain areas of the country, that's something you need to focus on right now as opposed to looking ahead at what's going to happen in September or in October.
He's also calling on local leaders to be as forceful as possible in getting people to wear masks. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. And I'm anxious to talk to our next guest. He's penned a book that is quite remarkable. He's authored or co-authored 17 books, and he's written a book right now that I have in my hand. It's called The Problem with Lincoln. Joining us right now is Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo. Hello, Thomas. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
This is a fascinating book. Probably could talk to you for 6 or 7 days. But I guess the first question would be, why this book at this time? With the kind of social unrest that we're going through, this book really kind of terminates a lot of things that people believe in when it comes to President Lincoln.
Yeah, well, it wasn't planned that way. This book was in the making over a year ago, and so we had no idea that there would be all this turmoil. So I've written 2 other books on Lincoln, and this is my third. And in the one theme of this book, The Problem with Lincoln, is that most of what Americans think they know about it is either misguided or a myth, and most of Americans, been my experience, don't know much more other than what we're all taught in elementary school, that Abe Lincoln freed the slaves and saved the Union, and that's about it. And but I think the Civil War was one of the most important events in all of our history, and it's important to know the history of this event and to draw lessons from it for today.
You're right. We were never taught this. I mean, I not only went to school, I went to college and on and on and on. I want to run down a couple of things here in a long list of questions that kind of amaze me. You say, first of all, that he pandered to the northern votes to get their support because he was supporting the railroad, that he did not follow the original order of the Constitution. He was not really in favor of freeing the slaves. His personal ambition was predicated on greed for power and, as I mentioned, a desire to have interests that supported his political career. And when he came out with the Emancipation Proclamation, it was one that was rather vague, and it was surprising that both he and William Seward, who was the Secretary of State at the time, affixed their names to this proclamation, since either one of them did not really support the free rights of the blacks during this period. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it is true. In other words, Abe Lincoln was a real-life politician. He did not even believe in God, for that matter, according to his wife. If you want to know the cause of the war, read the his first inaugural address, which I included in the appendix,
yes,
as you know, in the book,
yeah.
The Problem with Lincoln. And I call it Lincoln's Slavery Forever speech because he says at the beginning, I have no intention of ever interfering with Southern slavery. I've always said this. He quotes the Republican Party platform of 1860 as saying that. And then he also supports an amendment to the Constitution called the Corwin Amendment.
Yes, I'm going to ask
that would have prohibited the government from ever interfering with slavery. But then when he gets to the issue of tax collection, he says, it's my duty to collect the duties and imposts, which were tariffs on imports. And he says, beyond that, there'd be no invasion of any state. So he literally threatened an invasion over tariff collection. And there was no income tax, and so the government got about 90% of its revenue from tariffs on imports. And the tariff rate had just been more than doubled 2 days earlier. So he literally said in his first inaugural, he was threatening war over tax collection and also promising to enshrine slavery in the Constitution.
You say that he massively inflated the federal government. That is not an uncommon thing to do, though, during a wartime activity. I mean, it happened in World War II. It happened in the Vietnam War, too,
sure,
with government spending. But you say that in 1861... Northern and Southerners believed that Lincoln had invaded the South to emancipate the slaves. Now, what was his purpose, if that is not the case? And did not the South actually, I don't want to sound like grade school history book, didn't they not fire the first shot?
Well, yeah, at Fort Sumter, Lincoln sent warships to Fort Sumter and to goad the South Carolinians into firing the first shot. And keep in mind, no one was harmed at Fort Sumter, let alone killed. And the people of Charleston invited the soldiers in to buy groceries and supplies, so there was no need to resupply them. They were not being starved out or anything like that. And Lincoln responded with a 75,000-man invasion of all the southern states. And then afterwards, he thanked his naval commander, a man named Gustavus Fox, for helping him to manipulate the South Carolinians into firing the first shot. because he wanted a war. And as I said, in his first inaugural, did not want secession to occur, and the reason he gave was tax collection. He wanted to save the Union. He wanted to keep the Union intact. And he said tax collection was his priority. The protectionist tariff was the cornerstone of the Republican Party platform of 1860 because they had big plans for subsidizing the transcontinental railroads and other things, and also protecting northern manufacturers from international competition with a high protectionist tariff. And if you had basically zero tariffs or very modest tariffs in the South, which is what you would have had, that wouldn't have worked. So that's what he said he was invading the South over. And I argue, by the way, that he didn't save the Union. The original Union of the Founders was a voluntary Union, and it was no longer voluntary after the war.
You quote in the book Dinesh D'Souza, and one of the things I've heard him say in the past, he didn't say it in this book, that the secession of the South was very important from the standpoint of how we looked on the world stage, because it would make the democracy a failure to the rest of the world. You describe also rational ignorance. Explain that.
Well, that's a concept. You know, I was an economics professor for many years. It's a concept in a subdiscipline of economics. It simply says that the average citizen is rationally ignorant of most of what governments do. When we acquire information, we spend most of our time and effort learning how to get through school, how to pay the mortgage, how to raise a family, do our job, and so forth. And we don't really pay that much attention to politics, even if we watch Fox News at night or something like that.
Right.
And so, and as a result, special interests tend to dominate politics because they are not rational ignorant. They're experts, and they control the information flow. It gives them an upper hand in whatever political outcomes that we have.
How did this saint-like reputation perpetuate for all these years and not come to surface long before this?
I quoted a book that was published a few years ago by Larry Tagg. It's called The Unpopular Mr. Lincoln, and he makes the case based on primary sources during Lincoln's own time that he was arguably the most hated and reviled of all American presidents during his lifetime. And he's talking about people of the North. You know, everyone assumes people of the South were not fans of Abe Lincoln. So that all changed, though. Immediately upon his death, the Republican Party began turning him into a secular saint, and they took advantage of the gruesome murder to basically make a political point. That went on for decades, and so much so that I quote the famous novelist Robert Penn Warren. He said that all of this gave the American government what he calls a treasury of virtue, so that almost anything that our government would do was virtuous by the fact that it was our government that was doing it. And that was all linked to the sort of the myth of Abraham Lincoln.
We always think about things that could have happened. We've said that with the Kennedy assassination. What would have happened? What would have happened if Nixon didn't resign? All of these things. Did President Lincoln have a reconstruction policy in place to reconstruct the wounds that were so prevalent during the Civil War, much like FDR had, but didn't have the ability to pursue him because of his death during World War II?
Well, no. Lincoln didn't have any big plan to revive the South. He had just destroyed the South. Afterwards, what Lincoln was hard at work at was what was called colonization in his dying days. A book published a few years ago called Colonization After Emancipation. And he was hard at work, Lincoln was, almost to his dying day, in figuring out how to deport all the black people, including the freed slaves. And he was an advocate of this his whole adult life. He was actually a manager of something called the Illinois Colonization Society, which used tax dollars to deport the small number of free blacks that lived in Illinois during his time. And this book by Sebastian Page, who's an Oxford University professor, shows with primary documents that they were planning on this to his dying day. So that's what Lincoln was occupied with at the end, not so much reconstruction of the South.
I'd love to have you come back and chat some more about this book. Especially I want to get into the areas next time where he wrote fake letters and anonymous editorials of his opponents that were pretty tough. We talk about the lingo that goes on in politics today, but it was pretty prevalent at that time too, and that was an interesting part of the book. The book is entitled The Problem with Lincoln, and the author is Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, and I urge everybody to get it. I mean, it debunks Lincoln, but it's there, warts and all, and we got to see both sides of these stories these days. Would you join us again, Tom?
Sure, Sure, Vivian. It'll be my pleasure.
Okay, and thank you very much. You've been very enlightening. This is a fascinating book, and I urge our listeners to pick it up and read it cover to cover. It's kind of spooky because it kind of mirrors what we're going through today. And like today, Lincoln did not have a good association with the news media. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. And I was just telling our next guest, who's a friend of ours on the show many, many times in the past, that I could use her help right now very, very badly. And I'll tell you the reason why. It's the graduation season. It's Father's Day. And I got to tell you, coming up real quick are some really tight corners that we got to turn, because what do you get for both? Joining us right now is celebrity lifestyle and beauty journalist, broadcast veteran, and our friend, Emily Foley. Hi, Emily. How are you? Happy summertime.
Hi, Ron.
Graduation's upon us. Father's Day is upon us. Let's take graduation first, because I have a nephew who's graduating, and I got to get him something, and I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, everybody says just give him money. That's so cold. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I will tell you this. All the grads that I have talked to this year, you know, how can we make you feel special? Things are so different. What can we do to make sure that you feel recognized? They do all say they want cash. So that is, there's something to be said for that. But I think you can make it a little more special depending on how well you know the graduate. So I think giving somebody the gift of a shopping spree is always super fun. So find out what their favorite store is and then get them a gift card to that store so they can go shopping online right now. Give them a little shopping spree. Make sure they know you're thinking about them and that you, you know, are so proud of them for their achievement.
See, that's a good idea because then they can go buy something with it. You know, sometimes when you give money, you kind of think that they're, you know, that you're hoping that they put it away and save it and all this happy other stuff. But that doesn't happen. You know, they go out and they go out with a girl or go out with a guy and bingo, it's gone. So, okay, so what kind of stores do we go to? I mean, I would assume that it would depend on male, female, and their particular taste.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can always go generic. You know, you can go with an Amazon.com. You can always find stuff there. A lot of graduates, kids that age, are going to love listening to music, so you can always get them a gift card to, you know, wherever they stream music from. But, you know, maybe just a quick call to their parents, find out exactly what they're into and narrow that down even more to their particular, you know, what clothing store do they love or what have you.
Okay, good idea. Now the major league tough one. At Christmas time, Father's Day, birthdays. Now, see, my birthday sometimes falls on Father's Day. And I really,
okay.
I kind of get gypped out on that deal. But anyway, be that as it may, not that I'm looking for gifts and presents or any kind of recognition. And this is going to be even tougher now because it doesn't fall on Father's Day this year. What do you get Father? This is the tough one. There's no doubt.
Well, here's the thing. I think a lot of the time we overthink it. We think like, oh, you know, dads are so hard to shop for. But here's the thing. My dad and my husband love nothing more than a good steak dinner. So this year I'm going to turn to America's Original Butcher, which is Omaha Steaks. They're a fifth-generation, family-owned company, so they've been providing delicious, all-American, grain-fed beef and gourmet foods for more than 100 years, so they definitely know what they're doing. So for Father's Day, Omaha has tender, butcher-cut steaks in gift packages online to omahasteaks.com, and you can order a package of a fantastic family meal. You can choose the steaks that you want. They come with sides. They come with desserts. You can get little cheesecakes, and this literally comes to your door so you can have a fantastic Father's Day meal, celebrate dad, eat as a family, enjoy that wonderful family time. And then Omaha also has 50 retail stores across the country. So if you have one near you, you can do their call ahead ordering with curbside pickup if that's easier too.
Is there something else on the agenda other than food that might sustain them a little longer so at least by Christmas time he's still using a drill or a really bad necktie or something?
I think sometimes that can be so challenging and you're like, oh, I don't know which tool he already has. And I think there's something to be said, especially for right now with everything going on with Corona, just the idea of gathering together. So I think a nice bottle of wine is so special. And Napa's Rombauer Vineyard is known for delicious, high-quality wines that, you know, it's going to make your dad smile. If you're going to be gathering together, bring that bottle of wine over to enjoy together. Rombauer's a family-owned winery. They know about gathering together, and they have this great Zinfandel that's really juicy. It's really smooth. It pairs great with food on the grill. Once again, if you are gathering together, you know, but make sure you both have this bottle of Zinfandel if you can't be together. And then, you know, talk over the phone while you're enjoying that glass of wine together. So you're chatting, you're doing the same activity, even if you are still social distancing or you are far away. And the Rombauer Vineyard Zinfandel is under $40 in stores. So it's super great price point. A lot of people, you know, think that's right in that sweet spot for a gift. But of course, it's important to remember this is a good gift for dad. It is for people 21 and over, and you should enjoy it together responsibly.
Would you put that in the category of a last-minute gift so that you could have something right there for him?
I think that that's a good gift idea because you can do it last-minute. People that know wine know all the intricacies there. People that don't really appreciate somebody else's expertise. I think there's something special about that, about, you know, let's pop this cork together and just sit and enjoy each other's company.
What about personalization? I mean, I get gifts a lot of times, and I think it's cool when it says something on it. Is that in?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of personalization. Once again, especially during times like this, I think a handwritten note goes so far.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're an adult kid, you know, write your dad a thank you note, thanking him for all the things he's done for you through the years. I think that's great for graduates, too. You know, write them a card, put that gift card in there, but also write down why you're proud of them, why they're special to you. And that's something people save. You know, they save those cards, they save those letters, and they can look back on that for years to come.
You know, I've done that. I graduated 400 years ago, and I have gone back and checked that out. Now, what about wardrobe? If my sons turn around and buy me a wardrobe, I know that I can't go out in public with it because it's going to be something that's really bizarre. What do you do in that particular case when you have two different generations, the one receiving it and one giving it, and they're nowhere near being close?
Yeah, well, so here's what I think is great. I think hair styling products are a great thing for maybe the fashion savvy dad, because you know he wants to look great, or maybe the dad that needs the help. I know growing up, my sister and I were solely responsible for making sure that my dad looked snazzy all the time, because that was just not his thing. But, you know, one in two men actually experience scalp issues from styling products. So I'm super excited as a beauty guru myself that Head & Shoulders has designed a new hair styling product collection. So they've designed it to specifically address the fact that so many men do have that scalp irritation from traditional styling products. So these are going to be kind to your scalp, but also perform really well, have great hold. There's five different products. There's the clay, a gel, a putty, a pomade, and a cream. So depending on, you know, the age of the dad, their hair type, and their hairstyle, there really is something for everybody. Plus, it's new, so you look super hip and trendy that you're getting something brand new on the shelf.
I wish you were my daughter at this point.
I get that all the time.
I know you do. Emily, where can we go for more information on this and a whole plethora of other things that you have for graduates and for Father's Day coming up?
TipsOnTV.com.
TipsOnTV.com, right?
That's right.
Okay, Emily, it's always nice having you here. Have a great summer, but let's talk soon, okay?
Sounds great, Ron. Happy early Father's Day.
Thank you so much. And birthday, don't forget that.
That's right, my birthday too.
Okay.
I should have had it on my calendar.
Thanks, Emily.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Emily Foley, celebrity lifestyle and beauty journalist, telling us what to get for dads and grads this month, June. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests are plentiful. They include Brenda Lee, Vanessa Williams, actor John Savage, actress Angie Harmon, former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate Newt Gingrich, stock car driver now commentator Kyle Petty, Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, authoring the book The Problem with Lincoln, and Megan Kaiser from the Travel Channel. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.